Page 3, President's Message of Children and Those Who Act Like Them by Jeff Tom. There are times when thinking about CCB members and the future of our organization does not give me very pleasant thoughts. Times are hard for many of us, jobs harder than ever to come by, programs being cut or eliminated, the organization constantly clawing for every dollar it can find to maintain its service levels, and there being far too much work to do for the number of people we have to do it. But just when I'm starting to feel the blues coming on, events take place that restore my faith in the future, and that's what this article is about. The last week in February was a very eventful one. I began it by attending the ACB President's Meeting and Legislative Seminar, and ended it as a judge at the Northern California Braille Challenge. Both of these events bring out the best in blind and low-vision people, and that's why I thought I'd briefly discuss each. Page 4. Along with Second Vice President Donna Pomerantz and myself, our legislative seminar delegation included Alice McGrath, Rob Turner, Linda Perrell, Artis Bazin, Ruben Armenta, Lena Bandy, David Hanlon, and Roy Harmon. Moreover, we were able to steal ACB President Mitch Pomerantz away from his presidential duties to work with us on Capitol Hill. Because of our own resource limitations, the delegation would have been quite small had not various chapters stepped up to the plate, and I want to thank heartily those chapters who donated funding to help send some of these individuals to Washington, D.C. As always, the CCB Legislative Seminar delegation bonds together and works hard on your behalf. Every year it changes to some extent, but the CCB camaraderie is a constant. This year we worked to persuade our congressional delegation to support H.R. 734 and S-541 dealing with hybrid cars and H.R. 3101 concerning various aspects of telecommunication, including video description requirements for TV networks, audible TV emergency notifications, accessible user interfaces, such as for cable TV menus that we can't use, and accessible wireless devices. However, my primary goal in mentioning the ACB legislative seminar in this article is not to discuss the bills that we supported. Rather, it is to underscore the fact that the seminar annually provides a time that CCB members work closely with one another to achieve a common goal. Every year, or almost without exception, CCB members participating in the seminar for the first time come back feeling far more committed to the organization than they did prior to the event. Page 5. The results we achieve on Capitol Hill can be very mixed, but the increase in commitment that participants feel is something that has a very long-lasting impact on this organization. Whether it's an event like the ACB Legislative Seminar or a local fundraiser where everyone pitches in and does his or her task to make the event a success, it is this type of event that really helps to tighten the bonds within the CCB family and make us the type of organization that we need so desperately to be if we are to continue to achieve positive change for blind and low-vision Californians. As some of you may have guessed, the reference to those who act like children refers to our national political leaders we visited up on Capitol Hill. As to the real children, they really made my day at the Northern California Braille Challenge. They range from kindergartners to high school students, but they shared a love of Braille. Four of the five judges were CCB members, and some of the proctors that gave the test were CCB members as well. Every child participating received a certificate and a round of applause. We should be incredibly proud that the heritage of Louis Braille lives on not only in our organization, but through the blind children in our great state. The CCB leaders of today and the CCB leaders of tomorrow are truly doing great work. Dark clouds may sometimes appear on the horizon, doing everything they can to blot out the sun. Rest assured, however, the present and future for CCB is very, very bright.